This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studio in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are PlayStation 5 thefts across the world, facial recognition software being used to track bears, Comcast rolls out internet caps, and Apple security chief has been charged with bribery. I want to welcome you to episode 1490 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, November 23rd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out for the very first time. Make sure that you take just a moment when you get a chance and get over to GeekNewsCentral.com. Make over to GeekNewsCentral.com. Make sure you get subscribed to the show. You can do so via the subscribe information on the sidebar, which I'm trying to open up right now. Oh, man. So definitely check the podcast out. Get subscribed there. Here we go. Get subscribed to the show. And of course, check out the newsletter while you're on the website. And we are off to such a great start as well. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or join us on Discord. Discord link is in the show notes. You can contact me via email or on Twitter. And really, the email address is the most simple. geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, @geeknews on Twitter. Of course, I'm on Facebook as well. All the partner shows, they're linked at geeknewscentral.com, the new media show. We've got the Gadget Professor. We got the Podcast Legends. We got GNC Week in Review. Check all those shows out and definitely subscribe to them as well. Of course, this show is supported and sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can definitely check out and save money at GoDaddy. All you got to do, again, is go over to my website, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and I got all the promo codes you need to save money, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans, or if you have a domain name that you want to transfer or one that you're looking at picking up, just picking up a domain only, $4.99 for new customers, $4.99. And of course, I got two hosting deals for you, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year. Yes, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year includes a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Check all my deals out. I want to thank GoDaddy for continued support of the show here. Go over there and use those promo codes. When you do so, you support the podcast. Just like writing a check when you use the promo codes, but I do thank you when you support the sponsor. They've been a long time with us here, 15 plus years, supporting the podcast, and without you, it would not be possible. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? Well, hi, Rita. If you're in Facebook or on YouTube, make sure you say hello. I need a Red Bull tonight, but I am not. Try to throttle back a little bit on Red Bull, but I'm tired. Absolutely tired, but it's just been a busy day. It's, you know, we've got, I looked at my calendar and I've got literally 3 full days of meetings today. It was back to back to back to back to back to back back to back. I had about 15 minutes for lunch. It was crazy. And it just, you know, the schedule filled up. Tomorrow's not as bad, but Wednesday is just, whew, no going home early on Wednesday for me. That's a fact. All right, so lots going on, obviously, but again, it's a big holiday week here. Many of you have already off, and some of you I know are traveling and doing family things. So be safe out there as you're out and about, for sure. And one thing that popped up here was last week we're having internet problems, and they sent the technician out today, and I was telling him about, hey, they're saying I'm supposed to get 635. They did fix the 400 by 20, and he's like, looking at your account, you're not 600 by 35, you're 400 by 20. And he said, I think you have to call him to get the upgrade. I'm like, great. So just had no time to do that today. So I'm going to give him a call if I get a chance tomorrow to see if I get the upgrade, and hopefully I don't have to sign another contract. But being it's a business line, I'm sure they'll have some deal for me that'll cost me more money. If it costs me more money, I'm not upgrading. I'll wait till my 2-year contract is up before I upgrade. I'm fine with the 20. If they want to give me 600 by 35 for free, and I'll take that for sure. But like I told the guy, I said, I really don't even need the download speed. It's just the upload speed. It's more is better. So anyway, that's what's going on here. Also got the new UPS installed. So that boat anchor arrived really fast. It wasn't supposed to be here till today. And Rita says, what? Sounds like you're what? Meeting out? Is it too loud? Don't know what to do. Meeting out. What does that mean? So the new UPS installed, and the boat anchor's on a table. I'm going to disassemble it and see if I can do anything with it. But the gear is protected again, so that was not an inexpensive repair, as we talked about on the last show. So insider donations are greatly appreciated. Did do a new mini show on Saturday. Actually, I've got a confession. I still got to publish it, so I'll do that tonight. As I end this show. But as a reminder, hey, this studio here that many of you watch live, it is designed by Audimute.com. So if you ever get a chance and you need studio type sound conditioning, check the team out at Audimute.com. So we do have a conspiracy for you for today. And this one is a very interesting one. Our conspiracy collection team came up with an interesting one or two. Here's conspiracy number one. Both Lowe's and Home Depot continuously decrease the thickness of their shopping bags in order to manipulate their customers into buying more of their buckets. Well, I have something for you on the buckets there, Mr. Fixer. Did you know that you can take your Lowe's bucket, old bucket, back for an exchange? You know, they have a bucket exchange policy. Once you buy a bucket, if your bucket's bad, you can take it back. Did you know that? I learned that the other day. Saw that somewhere on YouTube or something. Also, conspiracy theory number two. Ticket selling website fake network errors. Ticket selling websites fake network errors, so people end up buying 3 times as many tickets. This is kind of funny because I've never been on a ticket selling website and ever been able to buy a ticket to a concert or anything ever. So that's conspiracy number two. Again, ticket selling websites fake network errors, so people end up buying 3 times as many tickets. The third conspiracy. Oh, this might piss some of the folks off. The third conspiracy, the English monarchy are actually of German descent and changed their last name to Windsor in order to sound British. 100 years of milking the... And of course, there's no comment here. Actually, and what's funny is, Andrew weighs in on the conspiracy theory team. He says the last one, British monarchy, isn't a conspiracy. It's broadly true. Queen Victoria was of the House of Hanover from George II and Prince Albert. Her husband was House of Saxe-Coburg and Gothie. The name was changed to Windsor because of the anti-German feelings in World War I. Aha, interesting. Little history there. Andrew has corrected. So anyway. Oh, yes, I've been in too many meetings. It's death by Zoom. Death by Zoom. And I'm thoroughly sick of it. Oh, it's going to be the, it's like, you know, I never got this exhausted over PowerPoints, but my God. Oh, and I have a standing desk. I almost forgot that I did. So I spent half my day standing. Anyway, so let's get into the stack. Have I bored you already? I'm sorry. You know, my mind is on turkey. I'm just kidding. According to, I've seen a lot of these reports, and this one's from the BBC, though. PlayStation 5 boxes are coming up missing, empty, all over the United States and all over the UK. Amazon says investigating what has happened in missing PlayStation 5 deliveries amid reports of thefts. Some UK customers open their delivery boxes to find unordered items such as a kitchen appliance or toy inside instead of the in-demand console. Many feared their consoles had been stolen in transit with allegations leveled at delivery staff. Amazon says we're real sorry about that and investigating exactly what happened. Incorrect items to be put in boxes is not unheard of, but the shortage of stock of PlayStation 5 consoles and the fact that they're being sold at inflated prices online led to customers fearing their allocation had been stolen. Disgruntled customers have took to Twitter to post photos of videos of air fryers, dog food, electric grills, or even Himalayan salt lamps that they say they never ordered. While many of the claims cannot be verified, Amazon has admitted that there have been issues with deliveries. So, you want a PlayStation 5? You might get a box of rocks. That could be the case. Now, when I first read this, I had to stop and read it again because I couldn't believe it. Facial recognition software is learning to identify bear and cow faces. So not only doing software recognition for humans, scientists, specifically British Columbia, Canada bear biologists, have been working on facial recognition software called Bear ID, designed to monitor grizzly bears and track them via small differences like scars and nicks. The project has been used to recognize 132 of the animals thus far. By adapting existing artificial intelligence programs, the team was able to collect 4,674 images of grizzly bears, according to the team's research. The system is now 84% accurate, though it requires the bears to be in the system prior to identification. You don't say. You can do something magic. Apparently, this is a cheaper, less invasive, and safer way to track animals than the usual collaring methods, which kind of makes sense. But apparently, they're not just tracking cows. They're tracking bears. They're doing that out in Kansas. A cattle rancher's doing that. He's building some similar software. He's calling it Cattle Tracks, which allow anyone to photograph cattle and contribute to the line database using details, including GPS coordinates and dates to enable tracking over time. So I guess this is a way of really figuring out who Betsy really is. Betsy's a common word for a cow, but anyway, one that moos. So we'll see what happens with this facial recognition software for animals. I just thought it was kind of weird. Comcast. You knew this wasn't going to last long. And I attest that to, you know, probably a change in leadership. Comcast is going to impose home internet data cap of 1.2 terabytes in more than a dozen U.S. states next year. After customers hit the threshold, they'd be charged $10 per 50 gigs up to $100. So, in January and February, Comcast will give Xfinity customers not on a limited plan a credit for any data usages over 1.2 terabyte during those months to ease them into the new limits. Then starting in March, non-unlimited customers who exceed 1.2 terabytes in a month will be charged $10, again, per 50 gigs of data. The affected states include, stand by, Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia, as well as parts of North Carolina and Ohio. So you will be capped with your kids at home using the internet and everyone streaming stuff. 1.2 terabytes. If you go over, you will have to pay. I would be pissed. If you're a Comcast customer, you need to call and complain. Don't take this laying down. That should cost nothing. 1.2 terabytes? I'm going to tell you how much it cost. 1.2 terabytes. That's about probably total cost of bandwidth of about maybe at their scale, probably about $2.50. So you're using $2.50 worth of bandwidth and you're going to charge people $50 for every gig. Excuse me, $10 for 50 gigs. It's ridiculous. Really, really ridiculous. So this coming out of the BBC, didn't see this anywhere else. Apple security chief charged with bribery. Thomas Moyer is accused of offering bribes in the form of iPads worth $70,000 to obtain concealed firearm licenses. Why do they need concealed firearms on Apple? Why does Apple need security officers with concealed weapons? The charges were brought by a California grand jury on Monday. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Additionally, two police officers from Santa Clara County, California, have also been charged. It was a pay-to-play deal. Santa Clara County alleges that Mr. Sung, who was a county undersheriff, held back issuing concealed weapon permits to Apple security team until the security person at Apple agreed to donate $70,000 worth of iPads to the sheriff's office. It was purely pay to play. So, interesting. We'll see where this one goes. I'm sure we're going to hear more news about that. Black Friday deals, what time the sales start at Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, and more? Well, I think it's really truly going on right now. Now, Black Friday will officially kick off on Friday. But if you plan to make that only day you buy gifts for the holiday season, you're missing out. Amazon, Best Buy, Target already getting a head start on the holiday discounts. So, you need to know how every major retailer is handling Black Friday this year is due to the pandemic. Some retailers are doing things a bit differently, with many consistently offering good deals over the last several weeks. In either case, if you plan to spend some money on Black Friday, there are some schedules here. Best Buy has released its plans for Black Friday, including several amazing pre-Black Friday deals. Most Best Buy locations will open the doors at 5 a.m. local time on November 27th. But the company advises you to check your local store. GameStop will open its doors starting on November 27th at 7 a.m. But if you plan to do some Black Friday shopping through its website, the deal will start at 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Target, no change of hours with them. Walmart, they're going to be open. Oh, the online deals will begin at 12 a.m. to 5 a.m., but we know most Walmarts are running reduced hours during the day as well. So anyway, just keep advised if you're actually going to go out and shop. If you are, please be safe. I don't know. Well, I'm not really in the mood to shop. Not really in the mood for Thanksgiving, to be honest with you. Microsoft has halted chip patches after some PCs can't reboot. Oh. Interesting. But what's funny is this article is mislabeled. Look at this. Look at, for those of you watching, it says Microsoft halts chip patches after some PCs can't reboot. And the subtitle is, a crime ring compiles a huge list of Spotify passwords but stores it on an unsecured cloud database. Okay. A group of hackers didn't have to breach Spotify. So in other words, this headline's wrong. A group of hackers didn't have to breach Spotify's system to access as many as 350,000 accounts on the music streaming service. All it took was a cache of login credentials stolen in other data breaches and some patience. The hackers were successful because Spotify account owners were reusing passwords from other accounts. They had a basic security mistake. The hackers just had to try the combinations on Spotify and look for matches, a technique known as credential stuffing. So 350,000 accounts were breached because people use the same passwords as they've done on other accounts that were already breached. No surprise there. Tesla, they're going to stay open under California's new coronavirus curfew. California's curfew deems manufacturing essential, unlike the last lockdown, allowing the electric car maker to keep on operating. So being this is a week where many Americans will be home for the four-day weekend, taking Thanksgiving, and probably many will take Black Friday off as PTO. So there's one series I watched called The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. It was pretty good. It's a chess-based drama. And I heard chess games are now basically sold out nationwide because of this. The Crown's new season has reached the start of a sad saga. We Are the Champions brings a new face to reality TV. And, of course, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is back on his throne after the release of a 24-year later reunion special. So that's what to watch this week. I'll have a full list of stuff that's coming to your streaming devices and services at the end of the show. Amazon adds in-store pickup options as Black Friday looms. You can get gifts delivered to Amazon bookstores or Amazon 4-star locations. Wow. So you pick up orders at physical stores. What's the use with that? So if you have an Amazon bookstore or an Amazon 4-star location, you might be able to pick up gifts there versus have them delivered. Okay. Oh, they say this year, many customers and their families are opting to stay home. So the challenge of keeping those special gifts under wraps from family, friends, or loved ones is going to be greater than ever. So that's why you can have it delivered to another location so you can go pick up that secret gift that you have ordered. Those options will also benefit Amazon as well, since delivery companies like FedEx and UPS will be under pressure as more people turn to online shopping. So no rest for the weary with those folks, that's for sure. Rita made a comment in the chat. She says, each county sheriff's department in California is the organization that issues concealed weapons permit. As Apple is located in Santa Clara County, the concealed weapons permits are where Apple needs to apply. Looks like Apple is being bribed by the Santa Clara Sheriff's Department. It does. But the problem was, instead of that security chief bringing it to the attention, he was going to participate. When you agree to be bribed, then that's a bigger problem too. So the person that's bribing is the one that should have got arrested. If the guy from Apple that played it smart, he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. Snapchat's trying to compete with TikTok. They've introduced Spotlight, enables Snapchat users to create short videos, include music, much like TikTok. Right now, Snapchat is holding a contest where people can submit the best videos and potentially earn money. I haven't been in a Snapchat app in 2, 3, 4 years. So Spotlight is currently available in US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Ireland, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, and France. Snapchat says more countries are coming soon. So they're definitely trying to compete here with the TikTok. KFC. Yes. And I had KFC last week. There ought to be something we could, when you think about, you know, it's been a while since you had certain kind of fast food. And then there should be something to remind you how bad it tastes. Oh, it was horrible. Anyway, KFC rolls out self-driving food trucks in China. And according to the article, it's kind of wild. Contactless Kentucky Fried Chicken is a thing now. So you can get your chicken through a little vending truck that doesn't have anybody in it. Self-driving vehicle. And this is because of help to slow the spread. I thought there was no more coronavirus in China. These restaurants on wheels would be part of a partnership between a Chinese company called Neolix and Yum Brands, which owns KFC. Neither Yum nor Neolix immediately returned requests for comment. But anyway, they're just little bitty things. People stand taller than them. But I guess it's the honesty policy, I guess. You can just order your food and reach in and grab it. Isn't that just so cute? Nikon, for you Nikon users, Nikon is bringing back its free online photography class for the holidays now through December 31st. So it probably, even if you're a Canon user, you probably get a lot out of this, I would assume. But again, now through December 31st, you can stream all classes. Normally, these classes cost between $15 and $50 each. Each course is taught by a professional photographer and features in-depth lessons to improve your photo-taking skills. So that's nice of Nikon to do that. Could use a little bit of that for Canon. Waze will soon support CarPlay's split-view dashboard mode. For those of you that don't know what that looks like, if you're watching the video, you can see what it looks like. And this is going to come as welcome news to devotees of the Google-owned navigation app. Those who've been waiting for this to work with CarPlay. And so a tipster sent what it looks like. So I haven't used, since I moved back to Michigan, I have not used Waze because I'm not living in traffic anymore. Foxconn's Wisconsin factory reportedly wins a Google server manufacturing contract. This is a lifeline for the beleaguered facility. And this is good news. Bloomberg suggests that Google is expanding American manufacturing to win more government contracts. And one source said Foxconn was the only manufacturer that could assemble the necessary components in the United States. And of course, this Google deal would throw Foxconn a lifeline. Foxconn won billions of dollars of subsidies for its Wisconsin facility. And, but a promised LCD manufacturing powerhouse never materialized, nor did a variety of other proposed businesses. And the facilities remain largely empty for years, delivering a fraction of the 13,000 jobs it promised local residents. So, don't know how big this contract is with Google, but good for them. Ford's electric Mustang Mach-E gets its official EPA rating. The EPA says extended range Mustang Mach-E can go 300 miles on a charge. So, you know, we used to flaunt 0 to 60. Now it's about range. Today, range is king. So the Mustang Mach-E is available with either a 75.7 kilowatt or 98.9 kilowatt battery. Additionally, the Mach-E can be equipped with a single motor driving the rear wheels or separate electric motors for each axle. According to the EPA, they've looked at the data and have certified the four variants as follows. So standard range rear-wheel drive, 230 miles. Extended range rear-wheel drive, 300 miles. Standard range all-wheel drive, 211 miles. Standard range all-wheel drive, 211 miles. Extended range all-wheel drive, 270. So if you've got the dual motor extended range, you only get 270 out of it. 211 is horrible. 211 and 230, you don't want to, you better buy that bigger battery, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, then it's not going to cost you $35,000 either. A company called Relativity Space raises $500 million as it set sights on industrialization of Mars. So they got a Series D funding of $500 million. This funding was led by Tiger Global Management, included participation by a host of new investors. So LA-based Relativity had a big 2020, completing work on a new 120,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Long Beach. Its rocket construction technology, which is grounded in its development use of the largest metal 3D printers in existence, suffered relatively few setbacks during COVID-19. So, Relative also locked in its first official contract from the U.S. government this year to launch a new experimental cryogenic fluid management system on behalf of Lockheed Martin. So, well, $500 million in new investment. That's a big number. Despite pandemic forecasts, they are predicting the United States online holiday sales will increase 20 to 30% or more. U.S. online holiday sales will increase of 20. Yeah. Why would it be anything less? Because all the brick and mortar stuff are getting locked down, shut down. They're all getting screwed. So, of course, online is going to do well. I really encourage you, please, to shop around. Try to shop at some online locations if you have local retailers that offer that. Or call the local retailer. See if they can do curbside. We've given Amazon enough business since pandemic. We need to support our local businesses. OneWeb exits bankruptcy and is ready to launch more broadband satellites. If you remember, OneWeb has got a plan to basically compete with SpaceX Starlink. And they're building a network of low Earth LEO satellites. After a launch in December, launches will continue through 21 and 22. And OneWeb is now on track to begin commercial connectivity services to the UK and the Arctic region in late 2021 and will expand delivering global services in 2022. Arctic. Why did they do it? Arctic. I guess they need broadband too. It's like we do here in rural America. The U.S. Air Force deploys robot security guard. U.S. Air Force deploys robot security dogs to guard base. Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida is now guarded by those robotic canines. They will patrol the area before popping back to their kennels for a recharge. And over the summer, the 325th Security Forces Squadron, I like how all Air Force, they have these numbers, the 325th. It's not a squadron. It's a security department. Air Force, you got to have a number for everything. The 325th Security Forces Squadron have been trialing the security robots via so-called 3D Virtual Ops Center, where the hardware hounds patrol the grounds and feed data back to the central command. These robot dogs will be used as a force multiplier for enhanced situational awareness by patrolling areas that aren't desirable for human beings and vehicles. We'll be able to drive them in a virtual reality headset with our base defense operations center. We'll be able to see exactly what the robot dog is detecting through its mobile camera and sensor platform. If desired, we'll be able to also issue verbal commands to a person or people through a radio attached to the dogs. No offensive capabilities been built into the dogs. They're strictly monitoring only. Dun, da, da, da. So they're not going to be able to like stick them up. That's not going to happen. So if you live in California, remember Uber and Lyft just got their lifeline restored, right? Well, California allows companies to charge for automated car rides. It's the first time companies have been able to charge for driverless rides. So, both Uber and Lyft have made self-driving cars a part of their future strategies. Now they're approved. Won't be long, that gig community will also be gone because the car is just going to drive itself. No, you're not going to have a driver. Would you get in one of those? Fully autonomous? You feel safe doing that yet? Not I. Well, Kirk pulled a good one today. He found an article from Nikkei Asia. And it talks about China. And China's putting a ban. China bans spending by teens and new curbs on live streaming. Host and gift givers must provide real name after accusations of abuse. Well, apparently, the Chinese have been live streaming and trying to sell stuff. So China Media Watchdog on Monday ordered that host and gift givers on live streaming platform register their real names and ban teenagers from gifting altogether, limiting the main revenue source for the multi-billion dollar online industry. Live streaming platforms must now limit the amount of money a user can give host as a tip. Users must register their real names in addition to the ban on teens giving such discs. The administration also asked the platform to strengthen training for employees to screen content, encouraging companies to hire more censors because they've seen some sex. The live streaming platforms should prioritize social benefits and spread the positive energy, the notification said. But basically, they don't want people that are doing live streams to be paid. That's a big part of it here. Crack down on it. So interesting move by the Chinese. What is the goal there? Oh, I had an article that went away. According to TechCrunch, quarter three smartphone sales were down 5.7 million to 366 million stemming from COVID-19 declines. But may not have that article in the show notes because it's not loading on the website. So very, very odd. Best password managers that you need to start using. I'm a big fan of LastPass. That's what I use. But I know Bitwarden's good, Dashlane, Keeper Security, and 1Password are pretty good too. But I use LastPass. That's the one I use mostly. But anyway, this article from Uber Gizmo doesn't rank them, but just lists them 1 to 5. Roku has added AMC Plus to its streaming channel. If you want to catch up on The Walking Dead and other AMC content, it costs you $9 a month to do so. Amazon AirPods competitor can now track workouts. So Amazon announced on Monday it's rolling out fitness tracking features to its Echo Buds headphones. Amazon said the Echo Buds can track the duration of workout, the steps you take, estimated calorie burn, and how far or fast you walk or run. The feature's rolling out over the next couple of days, according to the company. So I'm assuming if you have these, you will get an upgrade. The Hugo Awards will have a video game category in 2021. So any of you that follow the Hugo Awards, this is an annual literary award. So it's interesting that they have avoided this medium for years, but it's going to make an exception at the next World Science Fiction Convention in 2021. The about-face came out of the coronavirus pandemic, and more specifically, the amount of time most in the sci-fi and fantasy community spent playing video games in lockdown. So, interesting here what they're going to do in adding a video gaming category. So, make sure you dig around in your closets, ladies and gentlemen, because if you have a copy, one of the early Super Mario Bros. 3s, $156,000. It's the most expensive game ever sold at auction. $156,000 for a Super Mario Bros. 3. Now, what makes this special? The sealed copy of the NES Classic is now the most expensive game. It took the record from a copy of Super Mario Brothers, which a bidder snapped up in July for $114,000. Bidding on SMB3 started at $62,500, and 20 bidders tried to get their hands on it. It has a rare box design. The word Bros is typically on the right where it's on the left of this box, and it covers a bit of Mario's glove. It's the earliest version of the game in SMB3 production history. It's in excellent condition with a WADA 9.2 A+ rating. So that wasn't the only one. A copy of Pokemon Red, which had a WADA 9.8, sold for $84,000. There's some rich people spending some insane amount of money. The question is, will they open the box? That's the question. All right. If you have a Hulu account, every new movie and TV show coming December 20, got the list on that. So link will be up in the show notes for that. And also, I've got a list of cheap data plans. So if you're looking to put a kid on a data plan, there's some great options here at very low prices. So Facebook is aiming to spur more holiday giving with a new tool. The social network will also match up to $7 million in eligible donations to U.S. nonprofits on December 1st. Facebook is trying to encourage more people to use the social network to get back during the holidays amid coronavirus pandemic. I would recommend that you try to support your local food bank or something like that, because the demand is unprecedented everywhere. But anyway, on Monday, the company says release a new tool in the U.S. to allow users to create and donate to holiday drives where people collect food, clothes, and other necessities for those in need. To create a drive, users go to Facebook Community Help page, which they can find by typing Community Help in the search bar. Then they click on Request or Offer Help and create a drive. So link will be up in the show notes if you want to check that out. Plenty of opportunities to be able to give this season. SpaceX on November 5th launched a 5,000-pound antenna studded as a satellite toward its destination 12,500 miles away, is what is known as the medium Earth orbit. So what they launched was a GPS-3 satellite, newest members of the constellation of satellites, and there's a lot of GPS satellites up there, a lot. Russians have a whole constellation. We have a whole constellation. I think the Chinese are putting one up. So the GPS has become vital to almost everything, including going around in your phone. So we'll see what happens here. But more accuracy, more coverage. So another GPS satellite activated. Cheap holiday gift cards for car care, wax vacuums, and more. So if you're looking for car care products for someone for Christmas, link is in the show notes. Gartner Court. Oh, that's same article. Okay, we'll keep that one. That talks about the cell phone sales. And also, if you're looking for a wireless mouse or mice, cut the cord with these top performers. And PC World has them linked up. The Microsoft Arc Mouse, number one. Isn't that crazy? Logitech MX Ergo. That's a mouse. That's a type of a mouse I love. It's a track, got a trackball on it. So link will be up in the show notes on all these different devices. And final article tonight, talk about smart doorbells, easy targets for hacker in a new study. Major security flaws in popular smart doorbells are putting consumers at risk of being targeted by hackers inside their homes. So talk about using a smart doorbell camera to be tracked. So good article from the BBC. All right, that's going to bring us to the end. Probably due time as well. I'm out of juice. Thanks for being here. I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. For those of you in the United States, be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. You can definitely leave me a comment here if you so desire for the next show, which will be a week from today, because there will be no show on Thursday for Thanksgiving. And but feel free, geeknews@gmail.com is email address. Definitely don't forget the sponsor here. Definitely appreciate all of you watching the show tonight. And again, look forward to being back with you a week from today. But this puts episode 1490 in the can. And from that, everyone take care, be safe. We'll see you after Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself and be enjoying me with your families if you can. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.